News Talk 1620 WTAW, your update with Officer Kelly McKeith and the Bryan Police Department. Let's first go to something as we are talking you have just posted on your Facebook page.
Yes. We want to give a huge thank you to the Bryan School of Rudder. The welding shop, Mr. White's welding shop, had donated to our canine unit some obstacle course equipment. The ones that we had were old. They were falling apart. They'd been weathered, and they were all constructed of wood. So the welding class made some out of iron, and then we have to paint it and add the wood to it and some fencing material and stuff. But they completed that in about 3 weeks' time and got that to us like last week or the week before. And we just want to give them a huge thank you. The canine unit took out some pizza to them today to thank them for all the work that they did.
And moving on to the calendar, is everybody ready to play softball?
I hope so. We better be. This Thursday, June 4th, we, the law enforcement, not just Bryan Police Department, but College Station, Brazos County, and A&M, and some other smaller agencies are going to be playing against the fire department, and we're battling it out to see who's going to win this year, and we're going to be at Bomber Field. First pitch goes out at 5:30 p.m. Tickets are $9 a piece, and kids 5 and under get in free. Now, that ticket also will let you stay for the Bomber game that's following against the Generals. So come out and have a great time, and a portion of those proceeds will benefit the 100 Club. And if you want to go online and purchase your tickets now, you can go to bcschamber.org.
Visiting with Officer Kelly McKeith and the Bryan Police Department, coming up is the next Coffee with a Cop.
Yes, you can have a free cup of coffee at St. Teresa Catholic Church next Wednesday, June the 10th. The address there is 1212 Lucky Street. It's from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. You can come and go as you please. Free coffee and conversation with local law enforcement. Plus, we'll have several Spanish-speaking officers on hand at that location to assist with Spanish-speaking individuals.
Driving by a Sue Haswell pool going home last night leads me into your reminder, at least a partial reminder, about water safety. That would deal with those facilities that do have lifeguards and those that don't.
Yeah. You know, school's letting out this week and summer is beginning. So with this hot weather, people are going to head to the pool and to the lake. And just a reminder, every day, approximately 10 people will die from unintentional drowning. So just some safety tips. Either place. If you're going to the lake, you just got to be mindful that there's no lifeguards there. And some pools don't have any lifeguards, too, the smaller pools. But so be mindful of that. Know your limitations and your swimming ability. If you're not that good of a swimmer, stay closer to shore. And only swim in those designated areas out there at the lake because those boaters may not see you. They know to stay out of those designated areas. But if you're out in the open water, then you have the chance of getting hit by a boat. Also, wear the proper clothing. You don't want to be out there in blue jeans and tennis shoes because that weighs you down and can make you heavier and sink. Bad idea to mix alcohol with swimming because it lowers your inhibitions and it also doesn't allow you to react to things as you should. And anytime children are around water, whether it's a pool, whether it's a swimming, whether it's a lake, make sure they're supervised by an adult, and then have them wear life vest or flotation devices if they do not know how to swim.
Finishing up with locations of increased traffic enforcement.
Slow down all over town, but especially in the 2300 block of Neuchas Lane, which is 30 miles per hour at Tabor Road, and 400 block of North Earl Rudder Freeway, which is 60 miles per hour in the construction zone.
And that's our update. Officer Kelly McKeith, the Bryan Police Department, with us on News Talk 1620 WTAW.